Thank you so much, Pastor. I don't know whether a lot of people really understand how important it is to have friends in the ministry and how important Brother Nichols has been to us. He saved our ministry by putting into our lives, and we never forget all the friendship and blessings we've received. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you would be so kind to take your seats and take your Bibles. At the end of the service, we won't have the opportunity to remind you of this evening's service, but what I would like you to do is to bring all of your bills, all of your debts, your mortgages, everything that represents money that you owe, and we're going to pray for you to be set free from any financial bondage. We're going to pray in a very special way for the mantle of increase to come upon your life. And so it's an important night. Regardless of what you may have been doing or may have a busy day, be here tonight. It'll change your life. I want to start out this morning by giving you some nuggets that could radically change your life. Number one, God prospers me not to raise my standard of living, but to raise my standard of giving. Number two, we need to begin to tell our money what to do rather than allowing it to dictate to us the course of our lives. Next, you're only one revelation away from a miracle. One revelation away from a miracle. Today's obedience is tomorrow's miracle. Today's obedience is tomorrow's miracle. Money, like pressure on the outside of a tube of toothpaste, reveals what's inside. Money, like pressure on the outside of a tube of toothpaste, reveals what's inside. Next, by letting God be Lord of our finances, He uses them to teach us to be better servants to Him in all areas of our lives. People at large do not have a financial problem. They have a stewardship problem, a discipline problem, or a faithfulness problem. God sees our faith and finances as inseparable. You couldn't pay me enough not to give. My heart always goes where I put God's money. Don't concentrate on what you're going through, but concentrate on where you're going to. And this one is extremely, extremely important to me because it came from my friend Bob Nichols. And it was a word that I'll share with a little bit later, just changed our lives this year in a big way. When you find out that God is all you have left, you find out that God is all you need. I came across a marvelous statement: what I have in God is greater than what I don't have in life. And I want you to just think for a moment about the things that you own, the house that you have, the car that you drive, the money you've saved, and the stocks that you purchased. Picture all of that stuff. Then think of two biblical truths. All that stuff isn't yours. Ask any coroner, ask a funeral director. No one takes anything with them. When John D. Rockefeller died, his accountant was asked, how much did John D. leave? And the accountant replied, all of it. All that stuff is not yours. And secondly, all that stuff is not you. Who you are has nothing to do with the clothes you wear or the car you drive. Jesus said, life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. Heaven doesn't know you as the guy with the nice suit or the woman with the big house or a kid with a new bike. Heaven knows your heart. And when God thinks of you, I hope He sees your compassion, your devotion, your tenderness, and your great generosity. And I want you to realize that First Fruits is a golden opportunity for you to raise a God moment. We need to have a God moment today. Say that again. We need to have a God moment today. And how can I best describe a God moment? Look at Genesis chapter 2. Look at verse 7. Genesis 2, looking at verse 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. There we have a major God moment. The Lord breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life. Man became a living soul. This marvelous divine being stooped down and put his divine lips against the lips of clay. He put his divine nostrils against the nostrils of clay. And scripture says the Lord breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The word breathe in the English falls far short of giving us a true picture here. In the Hebrew, it's a powerful descriptive word. The English language has only one good plosive letter, which is P. If you say pepper, you'll see each P as explodes. Say this with me, pepper. 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 What you have is a multitude of explosions. So I want you to think of it this way. Breathed. Breathed. It has to be a long breathing out. Drawn out of sound that contains a sense of dynamic energy. It's describing an explosion that takes place. When God breathed into that clay, an explosion took place. So when God breathed into man, the first was an explosion, then a long outgoing breath energizing man with his life force. In other words, God did not just breathe languidly into that body of clay. He breathed himself into it. He imparted himself. It's the power of God that puts things into motion. And God spoke to my heart that when you present your first fruits offering today, there's going to be an explosion take place in your spirit, and Father God will put all the necessary things into motion to bring your inheritance, your full inheritance, into manifestation. First fruits is a platform for your faith to grow. The Word of God tells us over and over again about the power of believing. Fear not, only believe. We believe God through faith. Every year, Pastor and I have this discussion. It all starts and finishes with faith. Everything that we do that pleases God is by faith. Our salvation is by faith. The infilling of the Holy Spirit is by faith. God supplies our needs by faith. We pray in faith. In fact, we can't do it. If we cannot do it in faith, we're not accomplishing it. You can have a good marriage by faith. Somebody should have said amen. You can have a good marriage by faith or come to a better marriage through faith. Household salvation is by faith. It's all by faith. In the middle of last year, due to some circumstances, I got to the place financially that I didn't have one solitary thing going for me except my faith in God. I was between a rock and a hard place, and even my faith in God was wavering. I sat in my home office, and I called out to God. I called to the Lord, and as I looked down on my desk, there was a little book titled Find Life in Dead Situations. And I came across this statement. I'd like you to take time to write it down. When you find out that God is all you have left, you find out that God is all you need. And you know how you have those moments that something just leaps in your spirit? Something absolutely leaped in my spirit. And seriously, I realized that that God was all I had left. And I found out that God was all I needed. And I grabbed a hold of that with my spirit. I had faith to hold on to God. I held on believing on God when I had nothing else to hold on to. And I held on to that faith. And that was a Tuesday night. Now, I want you to understand the power of faith. The power of faith. Wednesday morning when the mail was delivered, there was a check from a pastor who felt led to bless our church. The very next morning. Now, it was great to receive this financial blessing, but more important, and birthday renewed faith in me. The rest of the day, we just praised God and thanked God. Gave him all the glory. On Thursday morning, I received a phone call from another pastor who advised me that he felt led to send us a check. The need was being met. This was a week of God doing marvelous things. On Friday, I had to go to the cancer clinic to get results of 28 radiation treatments in my prostate gland and received a good report. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thanked God and gave him all the glory for bringing that healing touch to my body. Hallelujah. We come to the place of saying that week, Lord, what's next? What's going to happen today? Now, to have a prosperous and successful life, how many want a prosperous and successful life? To have a prosperous and successful life, we must live and act in faith. If you want to change things in your life, you need to operate in faith. You have to operate in faith. Jesus said in Matthew, it's according to your faith it will be done to you. What a simple but powerful statement. Be it unto you according to your faith. That means we tend to get out of life what we expect. What are you expecting in 2015? What are you believing God for? Expect that your first fruit will determine your promotion. How many want to be promoted? It'll determine your increase, your growth, your expansion, and the rate of your enlargement. I mentioned this last year. I kept thinking about those words, promotion, increase, growth, and expansion, enlargement. And the more I thought about it, I thought of Jabez. Pastor Bob made this statement. His mother must have had a bad hair day when she named him Jabez, because the name means sorrowful. Jabez turned his life around by prayer. He called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted what he requested. He prayed that thou would bless me indeed, not just a little. How many want a little blessing? How many want an abundant blessing? Amen. It's okay for God to bless you abundantly. Come on, I said, it's okay for God to bless you abundantly. Providing you're going to be a channel, an instrument to bless others. Well, if you're going to clap, clap. I want us to pray for a moment. Lord, we thank you that you want to bless those who desire a life that prospers with your fullness. Oh, that you would bless us. Thank you, Lord, that you're ready to fulfill with people with a vision for life that expands beyond the status quo. Lord, enlarge our territory. Thank you, Lord, that you are ready to empower everyone here, everyone who would invite your works and resources of your power, that your hand would be with us, Grant us, Lord, the heart and eyes to receive and all that you want to show us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like you to permit me to go on a bunny trail for a minute. Let's look at 1 Chronicles, chapter 22. Looking at verse 14. Verse 14, indeed, I've taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1 million talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is so abundant. I have prepared timber and stone also, and you may add to them. Now, behold, in my trouble, if you go to your King James Bible in the notes or Strong's Concordance, you'll find out that trouble also means poverty. Even when it wasn't convenient to do so, he gave money and supplies to build the temple. It isn't always convenient when we're called to give. In fact, many times it isn't convenient at all. But it's when we're willing to step out that God's going to bring blessing into our lives. Well, I'll wait till things get better. They'll never get better. We do it in a step of faith, a step of sacrifice, and things do get better, praise God. Amen. In other words, even when it may have not been convenient, he did give to the building of the temple. And God wants you to know, if you step out in faith and sow a first fruits offering, God will connect your faith and supply the offering for you, just as he replied the sacrifice of Abraham for Abraham and Isaac. Now let's think of the literal meaning of first fruits. First fruits refers to the first portion of the harvest that's given to God. Most notably, the first fruits are the first to come in time, resulting in a promise of full and complete harvest. It's a pledge of a greater harvest that's going to follow. First fruits are especially dedicated to God. Now, the spiritual meaning, by giving God the first fruits, we acknowledge that all good things come from him. Hey, folks, it all belongs to him. Giving the first fruits is a way of expressing trust in God's provision. Just as he provided the first fruits, he will provide the rest of the harvest. And what happens, to simplify this, we have to see that the field, that the harvest was just beginning to come up. And they would go out into the field and they'd take a sheaf of the harvest. And they would come and present that to the Lord, present it to the priest who would present it to the Lord. They'd wave it before God. It was an act of celebration when they brought first fruits. And that first fruits offering was considered to be sanctified, holy. And because it was sanctified and holy, the rest of the harvest was declared sanctified and holy. In other words, it was a protection that the full harvest was going to be manifested. How many want the full harvest that God has for you this year? Now, from both experience and spiritual revelations, I've come to learn and believe that no man can outgive God. Any offering made in righteousness and holiness will always receive a reward from him. Therefore, when you give your first fruits offering to the work of the kingdom in faith, you shall surely receive a reward, for God will provide for your needs according to his riches and glory. Now, if we study the scriptures that deal with first fruits, we clearly see the intention of God in instituting this offering. Please write these down. First, to honor him as the maker and giver of all wealth. First fruits is so we honor God. Everybody say honor. Honor. So we honor God. Second, to create an atmosphere of praise and worship. Oh man, that praise and worship this morning. Just lift your spirit, praise God. Awesome, awesome time with the Lord. But when we bring our first fruits, it's a time of praise and worship as well. We're honoring God. We're bringing praise and worship to him. So it doesn't hurt when you come up and present your first fruits offering to wave the offering before the Lord, praise God, and begin to praise Him and worship Him. Speak in that heavenly language that God has given you, and He'll stir up inside what He wants spoken. Number three, to ensure a continuous flow of income for the expansion of the work. The work that's going on here needs to have your continual support. And one of the most important offerings that you will give is the offering that you give on First Fruit Sunday. Giving your first fruits is so, so important. But we need to answer two critical questions. What is a first fruits? And what constitutes first fruits? To answer the first part of the question, what is a first fruits, we need to go to Proverbs chapter 3, looking at verses 9 and 10. I wasn't planning on saying this in the message, but we're not going to have a chance at the end. It's so important that you be here tonight. And if you can't put all those bills together, at least write it out on a piece of paper. I see something right now. I see Calvary Cathedral, every single person debt-free. But we're going to have to take steps of action. And that step of action is coming and presenting those bills. Now, over the years, I've had an awesome anointing in bills and debt being eliminated. I prayed for all kinds of debt. The highest debt I ever prayed for was $27 million. Brought in by duffel bags, only to see God do a marvelous work. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord. What are we going to do?
Honor.
Come on, what are we going to do?
Honor.
We're going to honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. We give God the first and the best, and He promises to bless and prosper us. Your barns will be filled and your vats will overflow. That's abundance. Hey, when it's so much that it's overflowing, it's abundance. Let me say it again. When it's so much that it's overflowing, it's abundance. How many want it overflowing? How many want abundance? Praise God. Now that barns means that it's piled up in heaps for you. Piled up in heaps. And if you haven't experienced this before, I want you to look at the height of the auditorium here. Just take your eyes and look upwards. God wants to pile it up that high. The blessing coming into your life. By the way, that's a pretty new roof you got. I've heard a lot about that roof. It's great to pull in the parking lot and see it, amen? Hallelujah. I can't remember. Did I ask you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6 at the beginning? I'd like you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Beginning at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets on your, between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verse 7. You shall teach them diligently to your children.
Yes. Amen.
In other words, everything we teach this morning and tonight, we're going to teach three subjects. Everything we teach tonight and this morning and tonight, you have a responsibility to teach your children. And if you're not doing it, the next generation won't do it. Teach your children by your actions. Don't shout me down now, praise God. Teach your children. My son's a pastor. He's come to the place where his son, Matthew, is to start university. And he's wondering where the finances are going to come. But they've always been tithers, they've always been givers, they've always given first fruits. My grandson's in Ohio this morning, giving a verbal yes to an offer made by the University of Ohio for football called scholarship. 5.5 years, full tuition paid, all books paid, all room paid, all board paid. And bless God, $2,000 a year on top of that for expenses. They calculated it out, it's worth just slightly over $100,000 for 5.5 years. All because one generation taught the next generation, taught the next generation. Are we teaching our kids? Hallelujah. I don't know where I should even be right now, praise God. A first fruits is best described as the initial gain or profit you derive from every activity that increases you. You got a business deal pending? Give a first fruits. I've had people come to me through the years and say, my wife and I are stepping out into this business. We want to give a first fruits to God so that business is blessed. And that business has continuously been blessed. The second aspect, what constitutes the first fruits? Exodus 23, verse 16 and 19 reads, "And the first of the harvest, the first fruits of your labors which you've sown in the field, and the first of the first fruits of the land you shall bring into the house of the Lord." Exodus 34, verse 26 reads the first, excuse me, the first of the first fruits. And mark down Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus 23, I apologize, verse 10. "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give to you and reap its harvest, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priests." So the sheaf is a part representative of the whole. Now looking at these scriptures in conjunction with Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10, we can draw some conclusions. The scriptures refer to the first of the first fruits, or the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest, not all of it. God does not expect you to give the whole harvest. What God expects you to do is give the best that you can give. The sheaf out of the first fruits is the best that we can give. If this concept of first fruits is new to you, your faith level may rise to a week's salary. For some that are more advanced, maybe it'll be a month's salary. For others here, you've risen much higher than that. but as a step of faith, every single person should be involved. The amount is what God tells you to give. It's not what he tells somebody else to give. So whether it's a week's salary, a month's salary, or much more, you have to exercise your faith. You determine what's best according to your faith. As I said, it's a walk of faith. Be it unto you according to your faith. This service has been bathed in prayer, that God will accomplish great things in each of your lives. And as we present our first fruits today, there's going to be that explosion take place on the inside of you. It's going to be like dynamite going off, bringing you into that miracle. The greatest moments in life are the miraculous moments when human impotence and divine omnipotence intersect. And they intersect when we consider the impossible situation in our lives and invite God to intervene. I read this that Pastor Bob wrote. Did you know the Shunammite woman, in providing a room for the prophet, positioned herself for the blessing of God? Not that we give to receive, but it's automatic. That when we give our first fruits offering, we position ourselves to automatically receive the blessing of God. It's like this, if you'll picture this. I want you to get a picture of this. Just get a picture of a channel coming down from the third heaven into your very life. Now you can be right in the flow of that channel, or you can be stepping to this side of it, or you can be on the other side of it. But when you bring a first fruits offering, you position yourself for the harvest of God, the increase of God, the blessings of God to be manifested in your life. So let's position ourselves today. It's absolutely imperative that we come, position ourselves to receive what God wants to pour into our lives so that we can be a blessing. I like to think of this way, so we can be a blessing to this church, so this church can continue to do what God is calling it to do. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Just ask the Lord, and many of you have prayed about this already, but just take a moment and ask the Lord what he desires as your best to give and to commit. In a few moments, a first fruits card will be handed out to you. That'll give you an opportunity to make a commitment for your own personal lives, your family, and also for your business. The commitment will be given today. Whatever you can give in cash towards it today or check towards it today is major importance to the church as to yourself. But there will also be the time between now and Easter Sunday for bringing in the full commitment that you make. So Easter Sunday is an amazing Sunday to do that, because it being First Fruits Sunday, the reality that Jesus Christ was a first fruits offering for you and I. Amen. So just take a moment or two and pray, and then we'll pass out the cards to you. Father, we just ask that each heart be open today to hear your voice clearly as to what you want them to do. Lord, by your Spirit, encourage people, strengthen them. Let them know that if they take a step of faith and do what you ask to do, that you'll even provide the sacrifice that they give, as well as a full harvest. So we pray for each of them now that God, they'll give their first and they'll give their best. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ushers, would you come and pass out those cards to the people, please? Just raise your hand. Everybody, make sure you get a card. Everybody, make sure that you're involved. While the cards are being handed out to you, let me just really, really encourage you to step out in faith with this first fruits offering. Everybody be involved. And again, let me remind you tonight, last week I taught to our own people a message that you're going to be blessed to hear. Our people, our congregation said it was the best message that I've ever taught. So I really encourage you to be here tonight and see what God wants to do in your life. Anybody need more time? If you're finished, take a look at what you've written on the card and ask yourself, is this the best I can do? Is this truly a sacrifice? Because if it's not, you need to revisit it. Is that important? Ask Pastor Joy to come first. Pray for them. Just raise your hands towards them. Father God, we thank you for these dear friends of ours, all they've meant to us and the blessing they've been to our lives. We thank you for this great church. Thank you, Father God, for your people that have been so faithful and giving, that rise to the challenge. We thank you for our pastor and his wife as they give their first fruits offering this morning. It's a part that represents the whole, because this part is considered holy. The rest of the harvest is holy. And we speak the full harvest to come into abundance and a manifestation for them. And we bless them now. We bless them now. Everyone in agreement said, amen. May the blessing of the Almighty God just come upon you. Just minister to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let that explosion take place.
Yes.
On the inside right now. Let that explosion take place on the inside right now. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Let that explosion take place. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Who else, Pastor? Who else did you want to come up? Who else did you want to have come up to help pray? Okay. Charlie, could we have the ministry staff come up? Now, when you come up, you're coming up in faith, believing for an explosion on the inside of you. How many want an explosion on the inside of you? Dynamite's going to go off. Great things are going to happen. Great things are going to be manifested. Every single person that's standing here in ministry now is going to be totally, completely debt-free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Abundance is going to come into your life. Everybody say abundance.
Abundance.
We call in abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, some of the ministry team, or all of them as far as I know, will be praying for you after I pray for them. If you're praying for people, you're praying for God to do the work in their lives, it's not a counseling session. Okay? It's a time when you're expecting the anointing to touch the individuals. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the dynamite now to explode on the inside. And everything they got their hands set to, may they be abundantly blessed. As they present their first fruits, we speak that abundance now. In Jesus' mighty name, abundance, hallelujah. The full harvest in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That explosion to take place in your spirit right now. Full abundance. Full blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for that dynamite explosion right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it be manifested. Full abundance in Jesus' name. Just don't resist. Just allow the Spirit of God to do its work. Hallelujah. Full abundance. Let that explosion take place right now in the name of Jesus. A miracle to be manifested. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
For a brother right now. Explosion to take place.
Thank you.
Blessing of Almighty God in Jesus' name.
Sheila. Yes.
Thank you for an explosion to take place right now in their spirits. We thank you for full abundance, full harvest to come in. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Father God, we thank you for explosion to take place on the inside of them now. Full harvest and abundance in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for an explosion to take place right now. In the name of Jesus, full harvest. Well, congratulations. I heard about it until this weekend. It was shocking. Great. Hallelujah. Father God, we just speak to our brother and sister now. We thank you for that explosion to come into their lives. Full abundance, full harvest. Teach them, Father God, step by step as they trust you. That full abundance and full harvest will be manifested on a regular basis. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're free to start coming now. Everybody that's... And ushers, lock the doors. Nobody's to leave until everybody's come up.
He's helping my wife.
Amen. Praise the Lord, your wife here.
Receive it with this right here
together. When you were leading that last song... Believing, I wanted to stand up and shout out the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, descended into hell. He rose again the third day, descended to the right hand of the Father Almighty, for then to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Very few people know that, Pastor.
I was raised on it, so... Father God, we just believe for our brother and sister right thank now for an explosion to take place in their spirits and their lives, for the miraculous to happen to their finances and to prosperity and abundance to be just to be full, complete so harvest in Jesus'
thank
name.
You. Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Anybody wanting a baby, come and see me. And I'll pray that you will conceive. Seriously, anybody that's wanting to get pregnant, yes. Okay. Father God, the Word says that they shall not be barren. So, Father God, we speak into their lives in Jesus' name. We tell that sperm and seed to connect for her to conceive. Let it be done, Lord. Thank you for the good report. We also pray for the explosion. Also pray for the explosion in their lives. Full abundance, full harvest be manifested in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Make sure you let the pastor know when you're pregnant so he can let me know, okay? Thank you so much. Sorry? Prayed before for you?
No.
Okay. Now you believe I've got when you bring first fruits, there's anointing for you to become pregnant. Okay. It's part of God's word. It's part of His promise. We'll be explaining a little bit of that tonight. But if you bring your first fruits offering, God is going to believe that the sperm and the seed connect, and then you become pregnant. And it'll be something that happens quickly. Not something that's going to drag on. It's going to be as quick as suddenly from God. Amen. So, Father God, we just believe right now in the name of Jesus for sperm and seed to connect, for her to conceive. Father God, they have a healthy and healthy child. We bless you for that. We now speak for an explosion to take place in their lives. Father God, for pregnancy to come, we bless and thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Favor. I just want to make a prayer for those who want babies right now.
Oh, sure.
Can you all want? Did you want a baby? Okay. There's just a couple of couples here. Just stay here.
Okay.
In fact, you can agree with me for it. Okay.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you as they bring their first. Have you got your first fruits offering with you?
No. We were just praying for a baby right this minute.
Okay, but you do with presenting your first fruits offering. Were you planning on giving it first fruits offering? Okay. We'll do it on the basis of that, Lord. Okay. Father God, we believe in the name of Jesus that as they give a first fruits commitment, that the sperm and the seed connect, and they will conceive and give birth to a healthy child. We thank you for an explosion to take place on the inside of them now, that they can walk in the full harvest you have for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. More coming. Good. That's a good start. That's a good start, eh? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come on, move up a little bit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for a brother and sister now. We thank you that sperm and seed will connect, and they will give birth to a healthy child. We thank you for an explosion taking place in their spirit. That Father God, you will see abundance manifested in their lives. full harvest to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, God bless you. Just one more bucket. So you're starting a business?
Yes, real estate, rent houses.
Okay. Father God, we just believe right now, brother and sister, that she gives her first fruits offering. And Father God, you have blessed this business. It'll be a business that brings in full harvest, full inheritance. They'll walk in abundance that you have. She'll walk in abundance that you have for her. We praise you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
God bless. Okay. Just drop it in the bucket. Father God, we're just praying for our sister right now that as she brings her first fruits offering, that Father God, an explosion takes place in her spirit, Father God, and that a full harvest will come, full manifestation of the harvest and blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for that. We praise you for that. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Let's put that in the bucket, okay?
Stadium, the gap for my friend because they already know if they're able to.
Father God, we thank you.